And so I'm outside Brockwell Lido yet again. How disappointing, how really, really, truly heartbreaking to see the Lido closed once more. Now, it was closed twice last week. Very unfortunate internal matters to do with chlorine in the pool. And just when we think the Lido is back on track, come midsummer for another fantastic season. This morning, the scene here is police tape outside the entrance to the Lido and a couple of officers in the reception area doing what officers do normally at the scene of a crime. So I've been speaking with one of the lifeguards. He was a bit cagey, he couldn't give too much away, but asked him a few questions and he politely gave me either a head nod or a head shake. And it seems there was a break-in here at the Lido in the early hours, or certainly just before the first staff started to arrive around 6 a.m. And it wasn't anything to do with the pool, so it wasn't any skinny dippers. It seemed as though the Lido reception was targeted. That is the speculation with the head nods and the head shakes from my friend, the lifeguard. And so there's a couple of police guys who are basically doing forensics, a bit of fingerprints, and my lifeguard friend tells me they're optimistic of hopefully opening around midday today on Monday. But after the bad press, really, of last week, where we had two closures because of chlorine, this is the last thing that Fusion want, especially as we enter the peak of the Lido season in midsummer. Now, I'm here rather late this morning. I've had a few other commitments to attend to, but I can just imagine the scene from 6:30 onwards where Lido lovers have turned up and then be turned away, and then, like me, probably, sadly, Brixton wreck bound, which ain't pleasant, believe me, it's not pleasant. So security really here, the Lido, has been quite an issue. An issue maybe in that the Lido community have often felt that Fusion are taking it a bit too seriously. Perhaps not, perhaps we were wrong. So during these peak days, we have this bag search with some security guys, which is really all against the whole laid-back Lido ethos, where bags are being searched. We think for alcohol, possibly for something worse, we're not entirely sure, we've not been told. Maybe it's been warranted, so to have a break-in overnight. Now, what should be such a wonderful community, tranquil space here in South London? I find this most disturbing, most depressing. Anyway, back down Atlantic Road. Brixton Rack, here we come. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.